And I'm toasting up a part. That's a good one.
Now, if a person were going anagoggling across a field, how would he be walking?
Well, his eyes start telling you. That's a funny question. I know exactly what you're talking about, and that has been asked many times. Mm-hmm. First thing I thought of when you asked me that, I thought of my son-in-law. This fellow was here yesterday morning. He was out there one time. He was in service. Mm-hmm. And there was a general. Mm-hmm. I think it was a general, but he was some big officer or another, something had to do with it. Uh-huh. They got talking about which way they was going. Uh-huh. I believe it was across the ocean to cross the water to some place or another. And he told them to go caddy ranging. Now there's two different words there, and both of them means the same thing. Some says anagoggling, uh-huh. and some caddy ranging. Uh-huh. And he says, this fellow told them they'd go caddy ranging or anagoggling, whichever one of them it was. Uh-huh. And this other one said, you are a southerner, ain't you? That's what tickled me about that when I said that question's been asked many times. Uh-huh. Well, that's neither going north, south, east, nor west. Uh-huh. Now, see, if you was going, if you going across his fields, yeah, I wouldn't tell you to go north. I said, just go right ahead of Godland, right across here, caddy ranging right across here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll go caddy ranging right across. You see, I wouldn't tell you to go straight across. Mm-hmm. Go caddy ranging across here, any Godland. Just go and the Godland across there. Uh-huh. Now, both of them is the same words. Uh-huh. Only one is Annie Godland and the other one is Caddy Ranger. Uh-huh. Now, that's what that is.
What about if somebody was going in the
Now, wrong... that's the old southern way of telling you the direction. Uh-huh. You see, this other man knowed he was a... He was a southerner when he said go anagoggling or caddy ranging across him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now that's what I kind of got tickled him because I told you that. That question been asked many times. What did that mean? Uh-huh. Like there was, I had a brother-in-law here one time. He was from Kansas. Mm-hmm. And after it was all over with, he got a big laugh at telling me, he said, I'm going to have some fun when I get back home. Uh-huh. He said, I heard Cootahoo. It's in the Cootahoo. Look in the Cootahoo. Uh-huh. Oh, tell you, you'd ask me about something about my car. Where was that? I said, look in Cootahoo. Uh-huh. And he didn't know what in the world, and he said he wouldn't ask. He said, I just... go wait and find out mm-hmm. the hard way and mm-hmm. not be caught in a snap. Mm-hmm. In other words, he was going to play not ignorant, don't you see? Mm-hmm. And after a while, he found out what it was. It was a trunk.
Yeah.
Well, here, everybody says, look in the Cootahoo. Mm-hmm. It's in the Cootahoo. And you know, well, it wasn't funny to me at all because it was old to me. Uh-huh. But that tickled that man. He laughed all the time. He was here. He got to telling them all. He says, well, he got his kids. He's gonna have some fun off with his kids. Mm-hmm. They were up. Mm-hmm. They just started school. Mm-hmm. And.